Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being here today. If you are new to these, we spend about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide encouragement and practical next steps. And if you've been around here a while, I do want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button on this podcast so that you have a fresh episode every single day. Well, today on the podcast, I want to think about this idea of the reasons why your impact may not last very long. I love what Moses wrote in Psalm 90, verse 12. He said, "Teach us, Lord, to number our days." In other words, he's saying, help me to make sure every day matters. Help me to make sure I know that time is short. He says, teach me to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That there's something about when we realize the constraints of time that we have, that we make the most of the time that we have now. And I think there's at least 3 reasons why, if we don't do that, 3 reasons why our impact may be fading faster than we want it to be. And so let me give these to you today. The first reason why our impact doesn't live longer than us is because, number one, we have focused more on popularity than we have on purpose. One of the adages that is true in leadership and it's true in life, that we can do anything we want to with our lives, but we can't do everything we want to. In other words, there are practical constraints on our time. There's practical constraints on our money. There's practical constraints on our energy. There are practical constraints on every area of our lives. We may be spiritual beings, but we're in physical bodies. We may have unlimited potential, but we do have a limit to our time, energy, resources, attention. And so one of the reasons why people's impact maybe doesn't live longer after them is because they focus on the wrong thing. They take that limited time and they focus on pleasing the many instead of going deep with a few. When Jesus was on this earth, he often would teach the masses. You see this in Mark chapter 3, verse 9, where he's around a lot of people, but he's actually only around a lot of people a little bit of the time, and he's around a few people a lot of the time. When we get that equation backwards, we don't ever go deep with a few. One of the second reasons why our impact maybe doesn't live longer than we expected it to is because we focused on production instead of on people. We focused on production instead of on people. Production mentality is this mentality where every relationship is transactional. In other words, we're just trying to get what we can from the other person. We try to get some decision. We try to get more resources from them. We try to get affirmation from them. We use them for what we can get instead of investing in them as a person and instead of going deep with them. And so here's what happens. When we focus on what we can get instead of on investing with a person, our impact is going to be limited. When Jesus was on this earth, Jesus saw people, he saw crowds, but he invested in them. A third reason why our impact doesn't last longer than we thought it would is anytime, I'm telling you, anytime we put our public performance ahead of our private worship. Anytime we put our public performance ahead of our private worship. We should never be people that put our public lives ahead of private worship. In fact, our private worship should come before our public work. Here's the principle today, that who you're becoming is far more important than what you're doing. And so when we see the life of Jesus in Mark chapter 1, it says in verse 35, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up, he went out, he went to an isolated place to pray. He put his private worship ahead of public work. And so today I want to encourage you, you are built to make an impact. You really are. You're built to make a difference that ripples far beyond the time that you're on this earth. And so if you want to do that well, don't fall into the trap. Don't fall into the trap of putting popularity first. Don't fall into the trap of trying to figure out what you can get from other people. don't fall into the trap of putting public work ahead of private worship. Instead, let's be people that have purpose. Let's be people that invest in people. Let's be people that worship privately and center ourselves on Him. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.